Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
We aren't asking people, are you satisfied with your church, period. We're asking, how happy are you with how the church is helping you grow spiritually? That's always what the question is about. How do you feel about the church's role in your spiritual growth? All right, and so that's what they're responding to. Now, should we measure satisfaction with that? Well, I don't know, but I will tell you this. There are three factors that I can tell you statistically, I can verify, that if people are really happy with how their church is doing three things, the church is thriving. And those three things, Neil, are: helps me understand the Bible in depth, helps me develop a personal relationship with Christ, and challenges me to grow and take next steps. When the congregants are just fired up about how well the church is doing those three things, and notice they just start with the word helps me do these things, that's when a church is really on the move.
You know, several times in going through these personality types, the subject of preaching the Bible came up, or the preaching needed to be more Bible-focused, kind of the whole Bible. A lot of them end up using, Lucado's kind of, the big picture, or maybe something for purpose-driven life. But talk about, is preaching the Bible, is that really one of the keys as well to taking the church to the next level? And shouldn't that be sort of understood or common sense?
Well, it should be common sense. In fact, that was one of the first things when Reveal came out. It was like we said, the biggest thing here is the absolute, if there were, a church could only do one thing to help their people grow spiritually, it would be to get them to reflect on Scripture every day for meaning in their life. Open the Bible, reflect on Scripture, listen to God for meaning in your life. Well, duh, most pastors would say, we didn't need research to tell us that. And my answer back to them is, then why aren't people doing it? I mean, these are all churchgoers that we've measured. And I've got churches where less than 5% of the people reflect on Scripture every day for meaning in their life. I've got churches where 40%, and that's about as high as it goes, 40, 45% of their people reflect on Scripture for meaning in their lives every day. So, yes, it's really important. And preaching the Bible, I don't want to get too specific about that, because what you're really, it goes back to this helps me kind of attitude related to the churches that have the most thriving congregations. It's helping me become capable of hearing God's word on my own, so I can lean into that every day for every decision and move I make.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.